The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Whoop. I was hopped in. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, June 3rd, May is gone. What happened to May? It all started out on the 1st of May where outdoor beer drinking starts. Then it was the Cinco de Mayo. Then the rodeo, and then, my gosh, the cleanup after the rodeo. What happened to May? 7:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. How
we
are you?
We have a very busy morning here. Dr. Paul DeNuca, who just launched his city council bid, is going to be our guest at 7:15. And then Enjoy the Magazine, be our guest at 8. It's going to be busy.
Sounds exciting.
We got Colt 45 games this week. We have, let me see, what else is going on? Oh, Simpson University is having their... salute to the veterans on Saturday. There's all types of stuff going on this week. What else is going on? Oh, well, I'll tell you. But do we have a national day today?
Yes,
I mean, we must have a national day.
Of
course we do.
If to be honest, I like it. Today is National Leave the Office Early Day.
Oh, well, I've been using that last week. Sue wants to do it. Today is annual leave the office early today. Yeah. Oh, invoicing. Yeah, we start invoicing today, so Sue is going to be here forever. And you know what? And as I leave, I'll have a little tear in my eye because Sue's going to be here sending invoices out. But Sue got Friday, though, to be able to kind of rest up before the weekend. Okay, talk some weather. Today, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 84. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high near 96. Now, Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, Wednesday 105, Thursday 105, Friday 102. And we have an excessive heat warning going out on those days. So just be ready for that. It's going to be hot this week. And then on Saturday, it's going to cool all the way down to 99. Yay. It's going to be a hot week. It's going to be sunny. I was looking at that and looking at the clouds, and I was thinking it was going to be raining or something. I said, I don't remember that in the forecast. However, okay, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and the Kinney family out of Anderson, California. A family-owned business, they've been doing this for 25 years, bringing propane to their customers, and they do treat their customers as friends. The Kinney family does. It's a veteran-owned business, and they give discounts to seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Sue, did you know La Cabana closed down? What? You didn't know it. Turn on her microphone there, Christina. Come on, there's two people in here. Okay. I had no idea either. I saw it on Facebook.
It closed overnight. It just, no idea.
You know, this was the place. La Cabana was right across from us. Family-owned business. They were such pleasant people. Their parents had been in that fire, remember, several years ago. Had
right.
been a house fire. They both almost died. They were in the hospital a long time, but they're both back. And then We used to have we'd have birthday parties over there. Not parties, but we'd have birthday lunches, and we have our lunches over there.
Mm-hmm. And Christmas right around there.
Yeah.
Our gatherings were.
Yeah, it was over at La Cabana.
Well, so sad.
I'm so glad
I got it, though, there to eat there on the last day.
Yeah,
what
did they say? Did they say anything?
They didn't say anything, not a word.
Did you know it was your last day?
I did not.
Well, Brian Berg, he's a policeman.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on Facebook. His family ate there all the time, and then they were there for the last night. And I'm just surprised.
Well, just the way the economy is right now, it's just tragic that all these, you know, these businesses that we, you know, grew up with and we're here forever, they're going away because, you know, it's a battle now. Just to
it is a battle.
Stay,
it's a battle.
It's just a battle.
And then you turn around, and you see all these national chains coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then other restaurants are opening up that are not chains. And restaurants have a horrible, and it's not the people's fault that start these, but they have a horrible completion rate. You know, in the first 3 years, you know, so many businesses fail. And you know, it's like, I don't know, 60% of businesses fail in the first 3 years. And out of restaurants, it's like 70% fail in the first 3 years, but La Cabana's been here for a long time.
That really surprised me. I mean, that came out of left field.
Wish I'd known I'd gone over there and had my carnitas, because they made the best.
They did.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
Okay.
Saying goodbye to our neighbor.
Yep. Well, I wonder who's going to go in there. Maybe nobody. We'll see.
We'll see.
Go back to work. you've got like 10 hours today. So I wish I could help. No, I don't. All right, let's see what else. Mexico has a first, for the first time, has a woman president. First time in 200 years. And her name is, okay, are you ready for this? Claudia Sheinbaum. She is of Jewish origin. And she is the president of Mexico. She is the last president, Lopez Obrador's personal selection to succeed him. Because in Mexico, you can only have a 6-year term, and then there's no reelection. It's just 6 years and you're gone. Well, anointed her as his successor, and she won, looks like, by a landslide. However, there's still a lot of problems in Mexico. Some of the people were saying, you know, we like the programs he has, you know, like pensions and all those kind of things. But they're having, of course, a terrible, terrible problem with crime in the cartels. They also have inflation. Their cost of everything is very high. He says, and this one of the people that voted for her, and said that his highest hope is that Sheinbaum can improve what AMLO couldn't do: the price of gasoline, crime, and drug trafficking, which he didn't combat, even though he had the power. The main opposition candidate. Oh, they had two women running, by the way, Steinbaum and Galvez, and who promised to take a more aggressive approach toward organized crime. So both of the front runners in this election were both women. So Mexico is going to have its first women president in 200 years. Of course, we haven't had one, so I guess I could... Christina, you still got a shot that for president here, because it may take another 20 or 30 years. I doubt it, though. I wonder if Trump is going to pick a woman to be his vice president selection. And who would it be? It's really interesting who that could be. That is President Trump is the nominee for the Republicans. It is not too late for Trump to turn and say, you know what, I want to heal this country. Not that he would care about that, I don't think. But, I am not going to run. This is going to be, this is such a witch hunt and all of this. But I am going to support this candidate. I want all of my loyal constituents to vote for this person. I don't think you're going to see that, though. At 7:15 here on Monday, the 3rd of June, and this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. That's right. Jeff Wurst at 3208 Market Street is the guy to go to if you have a problem in your windshield. I was working Saturday down at the rodeo grounds. One guy had a chip that had spread throughout his whole windshield. He goes, yeah, it took 2 days for that to happen. And I was thinking, if you'd gone to Crackmaster on the first day, you wouldn't be having that crack, buddy. Whether it's a small chip or a crack 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. And he fixed about an 8-inch crack on my windshield 16 years ago. And you still can't see it. 17 years ago now. And you still can't see it. That's how good a work this man does. He doesn't take a chance for your safety. He'll fix it, and he guarantees it for the life of his windshield. Locally owned, locally run business, a veteran-owned business, for a free inspection and analysis. Bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Nobody's unhappy when they leave Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Wind River Resort and Casino is hosting a Father's Day weekend to remember. Our annual Bacon and Brew Fest will kick off the weekend Friday, June 14th. Enjoy live music and tasty treats from a variety of local restaurants and breweries.
For only $25 plus fees.
Keep the fun going and join us Saturday, June 15th for Micro Wrestling.
Tickets start at just $15 plus fees. Don't miss this action-packed weekend.
For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 3rd of June, phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Anne-Marie is on the line with our community calendar. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Ah! Okay. I've had my dose of sugar. Okay, so let's
Are you awake now?
I am.
You have to officially be awake.
I am. Here I am, awake. I'm awesome. Chugging coffee and going to listen to your enthusiasm.
I am your morning coffee. Well, today, June 3rd, it is National Repeat Day. That's today, June 3rd. Today, and National Repeat Day. Sorry, I had to do that. Tomorrow, June 4th, is National Hug Your Cat Day, and June 6th this year marks the 80th anniversary of D-Day. According to the National World War II Museum, on June 6, 1944, the Allies launched the long-anticipated invasion of Normandy, France. And Reading's own Preston Sharp is over there right now. You can see his updates on Facebook. Looking for a local job opportunity? How about joining the team at the Reading Veterans Home? For more information or to view the job flyer, visit the Veterans Home of California Reading on Facebook or call 530-722-1306. The Anderson Police Department is doing a K-9 unit fundraiser in the form of a raffle, where 100% of the proceeds will go to the Anderson Police Department K-9 unit. You can pick up a raffle ticket for a $20 donation in the lobby of the police department. There will be firearms and a ride-along raffled off. More details can be found on the Anderson Police Department Facebook page, and the actual drawing will be held on July 31st. Guided tours of the Shasta Dam and Power Plant begin today, June 3rd, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 2 p.m. This is free, but limited to 20 people per tour. For more information, call 530-247-8555. Now, this time of year, we often talk about local farmers markets, so I wanted to give our listeners a quick overview of the schedule. Look for Reading Farmers Market on Tuesdays at the Marilyn Miller Market, 1700 Churn Creek Road, from 7:30 to noon through October 8th. On Saturdays, they will be at 777 Cypress Avenue in Reading from 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon through December 14th. and Sundays at the Sundial Bridge Overflow Lot in Reading from 8 a.m. to 12 noon through October 6th. Now, you can also find them in Burney on Wednesdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Burney Sporting Goods through September 25th, and also in Anderson on Thursdays from 7:30 to 12 noon at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center through October 10th. And if you missed any of this schedule, you can always go to readingfarmersmarkets.com for more details. Don't forget about First Fridays in downtown Reading, taking place the first Friday of each month, including this Friday, June 7th. Spend an evening in downtown as participating businesses keep their doors open late and offer special promotions. Also look for live music, pop-ups, art, and more. Event start time is 5 p.m. For more information, visit vivadowntownreading.org. This Saturday morning, June 8th, the VFW Post 9650 in Anderson will host their monthly breakfast from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at 3210 West Center Street. The menu includes pancakes, eggs, sausage, fruit cup, coffee, and juice. Breakfast is by donation only. Suggested amount is $10. There is also a meals to go option. Check out the Reading Health Expo this Saturday, June 8th, at the Reading Civic Auditorium, 700 Auditorium Drive, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This event is free for all ages and celebrates health, wellness, and community. With lots of activities and over 200 local businesses taking part, there will also be live performances on the Dignity Health stage and a Reading Health Expo run scheduled to kick off things at 8 a.m., with registration opening up at 7 a.m. This event is being presented by Dignity Health. Also, Saturday, June 8th, Simpson University will have their Veterans Success Center Gala from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can come and support our military veterans and families. More details can be found on the Simpson University website. On Sunday, June 9th, there will be a fundraising trap shoot for Casey Moore by Northern Firearms Instruction at the Reading Gun Club, located at 21777 Seven Lakes Lane. The event starts at 9 a.m. Ticket packs are $100, $10 per game, and lunch is $15. More details can be found on the Northern Firearms Instruction Facebook page. Also on Sunday, June 9th, look for the annual Taste of Reading event to take place from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park, located at 777 Cypress Avenue. Proceeds from the event will go to the Rotary Club of Reading West. Event highlights include an array of food from local restaurants, live performances, and drink options for those 21 and older. Those under 21 are welcome with a food-only ticket. For more information, visit the Rotary Club of Reading West on Facebook and also Taste of Reading. Tickets can be found on Eventbrite and range between $40 to $50. And that is just a sample of your events taking place this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Well, a lot going on, Anne Marie. Thank you so much, as usual.
You guys are welcome. I'll catch you next Monday.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hey, I'm sitting here with Dr. Paul DeNuca. Whoop. Let's pull that down there. This ain't your first rodeo. I know what you're doing there. Yeah. Have we got him turned on? Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for waiting for the community calendar.
It's always good to know so many things going on in a world.
Oh, there is. You know, people say, there's nothing to do in Reading. There's nothing to do. I sit there. You know, of course, now I haven't really heard that for several years, but I used to hear it all the time, and yet I would think, I'm sorry, this is Reading, California. We've got, at any one time, two theaters going. We've got the symphony coming in. We have just all these events happening anyway. Dr. Januka is here with us. I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back to Dr. Paul Januka because, you know, something was pretty important was announced last week. And this is the first time I could get him in here. So this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank, local board of directors. It's based here. And they have four branches, one down in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one on California Street, the other on Hartnell, and their newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura Street. They've been doing business here in Redding for about 17 years, moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We bank there, and we're happy. They're good people.
We do, too.
Oh, well, see. And if Paul Januka does it, Paul and Primula do it, then it's got to be a good bank.
They
right?
are good people.
They are good people. All right, we're going to be right back.
Dinorama and Tri-County Sink presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus two live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Redding Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Redding Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Redding Regional Airport.
Cascade Curations in downtown Redding is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Redding's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price.
Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. My guest is Dr. Paul DeNuca, and he has announced that he's running for city council, and he launched it officially. I don't know. I don't know when you launched it officially, but thanks for being on today. I know you're a busy man. You're sitting here wearing all your scrubs because you're getting ready to go out there and help people.
Well, you have been busy helping radio.
Yeah.
And
6:30. I tell you what, they are, anyway, in the morning. So, you talked about it here before. You've launched officially.
Yes, I have.
So what are you thinking?
Well, I am officially running for the Reading City Council. The election will be in November 2024. It's a nonpartisan position. It's for the entire city. There are no separate districts in it, so the entire city can vote for me. That's how we want it, right? And
depending on how many openings there are, I know there's at least one opening. So how many? And then Mike DeQuisto is retiring at the end of this month.
Right.
So it's going to be two.
Yeah, at least two.
At least two.
Probably three.
Okay. Now, I've heard that Julie Winters is not running again.
That's what I've heard.
I've heard that. And then I've also heard Mark Mazzano may not be running again. I don't know about that. I have to get Mark in. And then now Mike. Who is now? Jack and Tanessa just got elected, so they're in there for a while.
That's right. And depending on the election results for Tanessa.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's right. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Tanessa on here and talk about that, running for state assembly. She's got a tough opponent in Heather Hadwick. I didn't realize that it was going to be that Heather was – when I first met Heather, I thought – that she was kind of shy and all this, but Heather's got it all. I mean, she's got it together. I mean, Tanessa obviously is a very articulate person with strong thoughts. But I think she's, you know what, it's going to be. I would love to have them in here sitting where you and right over here on this other spot here for a debate.
I that's what we need. We need debates.
Yeah.
We need to debate the ideas rather than the personalities, rather than the fights. We need to debate the ideas, and from that debate comes a better idea. It can be synthesis of several different ideas.
Right. Now, when you were on here before, it was healthcare was one of your big priorities.
Oh, right now the whole city is hurting.
Uh-huh.
All of us are finding it difficult. I mean, as physicians, we are finding it difficult to cope up with the demands of the community, the healthcare needs.
Mm-hmm.
And every citizen is finding it extremely difficult. You know, you have to drive a long distance to get some of this care. Think of it, it's an elderly person driving hundreds of miles to go to San Francisco, Sacramento, or a mother taking that little child. It's become very difficult to find primary care, specialty care, any kind of care.
Yeah. So, one of the things is that you have a plan at least the early stages of a plan on how we can get, how we can attract more medical professionals.
Yes, we actually have been working with several physicians, including the public health, new public health director and public health officer, I'm sorry, Dr. Mu, and we are trying to come up with a work group and make some suggestions to the city, county, and maybe even our state legislature that how do we fix the problems which we are facing in our rural Northern California.
Well, all rural areas are, from what I've read,
right,
are having these problems.
Right.
And in fact, the number of doctors that are retiring earlier than they would have is also a problem that you and I have talked about before, yeah, because of the onerous amount of red tape and government, I mean, literally government sitting on their shoulders.
Yeah, I mean, think of, for example, cancer doctors. We used to have, 20 years ago when we started, we used to have at least 6 full-time cancer physicians. Right now, there's only 1 full-time local cancer physician left, and everybody else has come and go. This is not acceptable. This, Redding serves as the center of healthcare for 100-plus miles radius. So it's not just about Redding. It's about all the counties who surround us, who look up to us to provide that health care. And we have to come up with a better solution. In my own specialty, we have suddenly, half the physicians suddenly retired at the end of the last year because they couldn't keep up with the rising inflation and the red tape. And the rest of us who are left have to work even more than we used to. So what I realize is I can work double, I can work triple, I can work 80 hours, 100 hours, but that's not enough to solve the crux of the problem. And
yeah,
that's
the physician,
why.
The shortage of physicians here.
Exactly. That's why we need to come up with the policy making. We need to make a difference there.
Well, what are some of your ideas that we could do as a city and then as a county, too? We'd want them to roll in on this. What are some of the things that we could do?
So there are a couple of things which we are thinking about. And, of course, some of the solutions reach, they have to come from federal and state level, which we can influence.
We
have to believe that we can make a difference because we actually can. As a rural area, we can make the demand from the state and federal government to fix it, to solve the problem. But we have to do it in a united fashion.
Mm-hmm.
But even at a local level, there's a lot of things which we can do. One of the things is we can attract new physicians or the people who are already in the practice, we can ask them to stay in the practice by providing them some help, whether it's in terms of, some new physicians have $500,000 income. They have $500,000 or so loan, which they have to pay off. Maybe city and county and the local hospitals and the charities, we can come together and say, hey, if you come in here, practice here, accept all the patients, we can help you by providing practice startup costs, moving expenses, or some types of labor facility services so that you can practice here. We can also increase the training for our new physicians here. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center recently started medical, internal medicine residency.
Yeah, they got 13 there.
I'm working with the Simpson University to trying to expand their nursing program, so hopefully train more nurse practitioners there. We also, and this is a little bit longer term, but we can do it. In the longer term, we can also have a healthcare education here, which will maybe a medical school or a satellite campus of a medical school, which can train not just the doctors, but physical therapists, respiratory therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, all of these things, radiology techs. And this is not a pie in the sky. In Northeast or Midwest, it's very common to have small rural area have a medical school. Upstate New York, Syracuse, Albany, they're similar size. And they have medical schools there.
Well, we have 2 hospitals right here. We have the ones that are here is a vibrant medical community, as you know. Putting a satellite school here, it would fit in so well.
Absolutely.
Because they'd have places they could work at and train and all these here. So, I mean, that, you know, if you were here with no hospitals, I could see that could be a problem. But We're not like that.
We can train all the medical school trainings and specialties even. And I'm a faculty at UC Davis, and I'm in close contact with them, trying to attract a satellite campus here one day. These things take time. Our community will need to get together and put the resources together.
We do. Now, we got to take a quick break here. I'm with Dr. Paul DeNuca, who is the first one to say that he is running for the Reading City Council, a nonpartisan position, and what he wants to do is positively influence the quality and the amount of health care that's in our area here in Reading, which then in turn would be Shasta County. All right, we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Dinorama and Tri-County Sync presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus two live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Hi. This is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Guy Radio. Thank you for whatever that music is. It was kind of cool.
It's called Dear Doctor, Rolling Stones.
Oh, The Doctor by the Rolling Stones. Okay, got it. By the way, we're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca. And how can Keith Richards stay alive for this long? I'd heard that he was dead, but he'd been dead for a year, but he's still just walking around singing and playing his guitar. How does he do that? The man looks like the mummy in a bad movie. So, I mean, if you all could study that and figure out how Keith Richards is still alive after as many years of abuse.
Okay. Maybe that's the secret of life.
Secret of life is Keith Richards. I want to take a pint of blood from him once a month and put it myself and see what happens. I'll probably die from OD or something. Hey, I'm here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, who's running for city council. He announced early. Nobody else is, so he gets the time here. During the next iteration of the city council, the Riverfront Specific Plan comes up, and it's causing a lot of consternation, as you know, because I know you follow this. What are your thoughts, just in general, right, on what the Riverfront Plan should accomplish?
So, river is such a beautiful part of our city and such a resource for our city. We need to grow our riverfront. We need to grow our economy. Because that's how we provide the resources for our law enforcement, for our fire department, so that they have the resources to keep our neighborhood safe and streets clean. So economy has to grow, and riverfront is part of that. We need to grow that. However, having said that, we do want to do it in a fashion that it respects our tradition while bringing the new things to our city. So rodeo is a part of that. We also need to make sure that all the people who are involved in the riverfront are respected, their opinions are respected. You can't have it my way or highway. So what I'm coming to here is, even before we get there, we need to get united on a vision. And our vision has to be that Redding can be and shall be the shining city in Northern California that the rest of California looks up to. We have to go there in a united fashion. That's what we need to do first. Unite for a purpose. There's a clear purpose of bringing our city in the future and making it a shining city for the rest of California.
Well, I understand so many cars pass Redding every day. I don't know. It's in the tens of thousands of cars. If we could siphon off 5% of those cars that come down to see the riverfront, you know, I also agree that, you know, it's a beautiful river, but we can enhance what's there with carefully thought out plan where somebody could come down and have lunch or dinner on there, in front of the river, that there's places along the Riverwalk that attracts people to different businesses and everything that doesn't intrude on the river or the environment, but kind of enhances it in such a way. It would truly be a boon for our community.
Yeah, we want to be known as a river city.
Yeah, and I also, what you said about the rodeo, because we don't want to lose what made us
70 years plus of tradition.
76. And so, I mean, and it's something that the vast majority of people in Redding, Shasta County, and surrounding counties really enjoy. So there's got to be a balance in there. And the other thing, though, it's going to take years anyway. Any way you look at it, yes, it's going to take years for this to start moving forward. But we do need the vision, though, to be say, okay, and we get a stamp on it.
Yes.
From the people.
We need the vision, and we need a united purpose. We need to remember that during car fire, nobody from outside came to help us. My family was running in the middle of night trying to find a shelter. Mm-hmm. I was actually out of town visiting my family, visiting my daughter. My wife, with two kids and two dogs, were trying to find a shelter in the middle of night. Who gave us shelter? Somebody who was our neighbor, somebody from the city. There was nobody from Sacramento or San Francisco or Washington, D.C. who came to help us. So we need to find the united purpose first. Okay. And that's what our campaign is about.
Is that okay? Terry, good morning. Do you have a question? Do you have a question for Dr. DeNuca?
I do. Yeah, Doc, it's a good thing you're running. A lot of people are excited about it. Thank you for your service and what you're going to be doing, because we all are very confident you should be our next city council member.
Good morning, Terry, and thank you so much for your kind words and your generous words.
Also, Carl, there's a rumor that you're running for city council also. Is that true?
I am not running for city council, okay? But I will tell you this. If they appointed me to be city, you know, to be on the city council, I would accept that and I would be honored to do that, but I would not run in November. I would sit there as a placeholder for 3 or 4 months.
And maybe try to fight for the rodeo grounds, right?
I'm just saying is that I would try to make the decisions for the people of Redding, not based.
Oh, you're being so political.
Oh, right. Hell yes, I'm going to fight for the rodeo. That's part of Redding. But
that's my boy, yeah.
I'm just one vote there. No, I was approached that if they are appointing somebody,
right,
and I would give it my best shot. I've been around here for a while, but I'm not going to run for office. And I think it would be fair if they just appoint somebody until November and then let everybody else duke it out for
it. All right, you guys. Go get them, boys.
Thank you, Terry. And
that's the first time I said this out loud.
And this is... you know, our Mr. Bart is at a higher level than running for the city council. he runs the town hall. He runs the town hall for the city.
That, Doc, are you saying that city council's for bottom feeders or something?
No.
What I'm saying is he runs the town hall for the city, and he provides a valuable service where we can exchange the ideas, even from the opposite positions. And he is an honest and a fair broker of the ideas. And that's a service what I would like Carl to keep providing.
Oh, I am. Don't worry.
Well, I think one of the best things I've heard anybody campaign on or say anything about anything all year is Carl Bott saying, hell yes, I'll fight for the radio. You didn't, or for the radio, for the rodeo.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, yeah. But the thing is I'm going to be there for 4 months. Maybe I can help with some new ideas. And God knows I can get along with almost everybody. So thanks a lot, Terry. Thanks for letting me.
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks for putting me right on the spot, but that's okay. I was ready.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. And Linda said I could. She says, okay, that's fine. She says, are you going to run then? I go, no. The whole purpose behind this is to hold that spot, bring some fresh ideas in there, and then not run. Yeah. That way nobody gets a boost up like, oh, we're going to put somebody in there and then they're going to run. But
you are a fair-minded person.
Well, but so are you. But, you know, Dr. Paul DeNuca, you're one of the most honest people I've ever met.
Thank you.
And the point is the thing is that you have a love, a true love, not just for this community, but for this nation. And you've spoken of that. And that's where you're coming from. You're not coming from a spot of what can I do to make this better for my segment, my section, my thing. It's what can I do to make it better for the community. And that's what you need to be able to push out there.
You know, I take care of the patients when they hurt. I take care of them every day in a team fashion with the help of a team. You know, having taken care of hundreds of thousands of patients over a lifetime and having led the organizations like in the hospitals, it has taught me that when we come together and lead the teams, we can achieve a lot. We can make a difference. We can make our city the shining city. But I cannot do it alone. I'll work hard, but I'll need your help. I'll need everyone's help.
How do people get a hold of you, and what's your website or what?
So you can go to drpauldhanuka.com.
Okay.
drpauldhanuka.com.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks a lot. This won't be the – it's, you know, as other people throw their hats in the ring besides me. but I'm not running. I'm just – and I'm being a little facetious about it too, but still. As people throw their hats in the ring, they are more than welcome. We're going to come in here. As everybody knows, we don't endorse anybody. We never have. And we are here to let you all get to know the candidates. So thank you very much for being here. You bet. Okay, we're going to break for the news and be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
Kathina Shastering.
Illegal alien is accused of pulling the trigger.
New York City police say two officers were shot in Queens overnight after stopping a man on a moped driving the wrong way. One shot in his leg, the other his chest. Mayor Eric Adams held up the bulletproof vest that he says saved the officer.
This is a bullet hole. Because of this vest, a young police officer is going home.
NYPD Commissioner Edward Caban says police were investigating a robbery pattern where the thieves used mopeds when they spotted the 19-year-old. The suspect was shot in the ankle. All three are recovering. Police say the 19-year-old is from Venezuela, entered the country illegally, and was living in a migrant shelter. Julie Walker, New York.
Hunter Biden's trial on federal firearms charges underway today in Delaware. It's jury selection. Prosecutors say that Biden illegally purchased a gun in October of 2018, falsely swearing on a federal form that he had not used drugs. When it comes to relief from rising gas prices, we may not get any help from the Saudis and their oil-producing allies, including Russia. They're extending deep crude production cuts.
Oil prices have slumped even in the face of turmoil in the Middle East and the start of the summer travel season. The OPEC Plus alliance, made up of members of the producers' cartel and allied countries, including Russia, decided at an online meeting to carry 5.8 billion barrels in production cuts into next year. Higher prices would support Russia in its war against Ukraine.
Correspondent Jeremy House. It's an historic election in Mexico where Claudia Sheinbaum becomes the country's first female president. The former Mexico City mayor ran as the governing party's presidential candidate. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is now down 209 points. The Nasdaq, 25 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
A tragic end to the search for an Israeli man missing in the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas terror attack.
The Israeli military says the body of a presumed hostage has been found in a community near the Gaza border that Hamas militants attacked on October 7th. Dolev Yehud, who was 35, was thought to be among scores of hostages held in Gaza until Monday, when the military announced he had been killed in the initial attack. Israel's expanding its offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, once the main hub of humanitarian aid operations. The invasions largely cut off the flow of food, medicine and other supplies to Palestinians facing widespread hunger. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea says it will suspend a rapprochement deal with North Korea to punish the North over its launches of trash-carrying balloons into the South. Today's South Korean announcement came one day after Pyongyang said that it would be halting its balloon campaign. News and analysis, townhall.com. Have you ever heard of magnet fishing? Well, it's proven very profitable for one couple in the Big Apple.
James Cain and Barbie Agostini spend their days throwing a giant magnet on a rope into ponds, rivers and canals in New York City. They hit the jackpot on Friday when they cast their magnet into a lake in the borough of Queens in New York. When the line came back up, there was a safe attached to it. When they managed to open it, they couldn't believe their eyes. It was stuffed with bundles of $100 bills that amounted to around $100,000. Police say that because it's not attached to a crime and no one knows who it belonged to, the couple can keep it.
And that's the BBC's Wendy Urquhart. Southwest Airlines going back to federal court, hoping to reverse an $800,000 award to a flight attendant who says that she was fired for her pro-life views. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and you can reach us at 530-605-4567. Today, the 3rd of June. That's right. Last time I was with you, it was May. Now it's June. Mm-hmm. And it's 8:05 in the morning and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm on Mondays. Good morning there, young lady.
Good morning. Happy Monday morning.
Happy Monday morning. You're always smiley.
I just love my work. And yesterday I was in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And kind of stopped me for a second, and I understand, like, I value the moment that I live here.
I was going to say, where's this going?
No,
girl.
Like, I like it. I love it. I love every, like, a single, you know, centimeter of this city. I like that people are putting effort. I see how our cops taking care about us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in San Francisco, you don't see that.
How are you doing with the heat?
With the heat, I'm doing bad.
I know. It's going to
say. But everything else, I mean, like, even with the San Francisco wind, I feel like the heat is better than the wind.
Yeah, you know, wind makes you crazy.
Because
you got an electric aura around your body. I think everybody knows that. And when the wind blows, it screws up that aura.
I think, that there are people like myself who pick up energy from the wind. When you say crazy, I feel like I get crazy in a good way. Wind makes me really
more
alive. I like
more vibrant.
Yes.
More.
I like to move and be out in it. It makes me.
I needed you yesterday. I did. And we'll talk
the
about
sun. Yeah. I'm like Christina. The sun just zaps me. I'm like dead.
Well, and you're gonna love this. You're gonna love this forecast today. As we can see, it's cloudy. It's gonna be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 84. Tuesday, it's gonna pop up to 98. But now, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're going to be in the triple digits, my friends. Wednesday, 105. Thursday, 105. And Friday, 102. Mm-hmm. Excessive heat warnings are out there for those 3 days. Now, Saturday, it's really cooling down to 99. Mm-hmm. Now, in the evenings, it is going down to the 70s, low 70s, mid-70s, which makes the difference because you can cool off in the evenings, unlike places like Palm Springs and Phoenix and East, where it's 105, it only gets down to like 90 at night.
We still have a lot of our summers during that, even when it's hot. It does get better at night. I mean, we definitely have periods of time where you go outside and it's midnight and you're still in the high 90s. But that's far and few between.
Yeah, those are rare. And a Colt 45's play. Their game started at 7:15, and the shade's already hitting into the field, and you're not feeling that. Yeah, and you get that breeze off the river. And Colt 45's are playing this week, too. The weather report's always brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business. The Kinney family have been doing this for 25 years. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers as friends, and they're really good people. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with...
Alone. Well, not alone. I'm here now. But
I'm here with James Masada.
And D'Souza was here.
I'm sorry?
I said Not who did? What did I just say?
I'm not sure. I wasn't listening.
Who was here right before me?
Dr. Paul Danuka.
Danuka, yeah. I said D'Souza. I meant Danuka, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. from, of course, Enjoy Magazine, and this is issue number 213.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How many months is that? I guess I could figure that out.
We have to ask Siri.
I left my phone at home, so I'm lost.
You?
I'm lost for the whole day.
Where is the princess? Oh, she's getting ready for a book club.
Okay.
That's right.
Now,
that's your fair way into your...
Okay, thank you very much. Linda has a book club
tonight.
She loves her book club. They read these...
There are a lot of people that have book clubs, and you know what? I like to read, but I get stressed when I'm not doing something, so it takes me a while to find a book that catches me and simmers me down long enough so that I can read.
Really?
Yes. But when I get into the book, then I'm really obsessed and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciate people that read books, but they seem to really – book club people really enjoy what they do in their meetings are – We used to have them at the store, and it was like they were so into it. It was, and they were so happy.
Well, what happens is, I think there's a group of eight women, and they pick the book, and then everybody brings food,
mm-hmm.
and it has to do with that
it's total
book.
Social.
So this one is The Giraffes Moving West, which is a true story mm-hmm. where giraffes came in from Africa, and they moved it back in their 20s, and they moved these two giraffes from the East Coast all the way out to the San Diego Zoo and the story about it. And it's based on a true event.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having, God knows what they're going to have to be eating tonight. I don't think it'll be zebra
sure.
or anything. But so Linda has to get the house all ready. Mm-hmm. And so my part of this,
mm-hmm.
and I'll share this, was power washing.
The power washing the living room?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, with the dog, that could be a thought. But the shark has come in and is constantly running through the house.
Yep.
Picking up dog hair.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of those strange things. I'll do a 10-minute segment on that someday about that
robot.
Shark. Yeah, it's like a Roomba, but mm-hmm. it's a shark. And just how well this thing, how well this little thing works out there, and I'm surprised.
So you have a shark.
Yeah.
I have a Norwal. It's called Norwal.
Is it really? Same thing though, right?
Same thing. I don't know what yours does, but mine is insane. It's brilliant. You can set it to vacuum,
mm-hmm.
and then you can set it to mop. Then you can set it
to mop.
Yes, and it's actually got pads on the bottom that lift and raise. So if it hits carpet, it automatically raises the mop and vacuums. And then once it leaves the carpet, it drops.
Goes back to the wood floor.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it spins, and mops and puts water down and cleans.
Probably. I couldn't afford that.
And then every, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes, it goes back to the base station and it cleans the mop and discards the bad water and brings in more new water. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ours goes, and it goes, you can either set it for a specific room or Linda just pushes the button.
Yeah.
And it just goes for the whole
house. Yep.
Now, the only thing it's ever done was it wrapped itself up. It found a sock, probably under the bed, because it goes under the bed.
Yep.
It found the sock, and it was stuck.
Yep.
And it starts making this help
noise.
Sound.
And,
and I hunt it down.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a sock in it. And where'd you find this? And so I figured I must have gone under the bed and found it. Anyway, okay, enough of that. So to make sure that the house is ready, Linda wanted to power wash because we have bricks.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of bricks.
It's a beautiful brick patio.
Oh, gosh. And it's made out of I don't know how many thousand bricks. So we brought in Ben, and Ben came out and did the front, and then he had to leave, couldn't come back till today.
And Ben is human.
Ben is human. I believe he is. He's one of our producers. And so then this weekend, besides moving all these chairs with the Reading Rodeo Association at 6:30 in the morning on Saturday, then I've been power washing. So Linda got me the power washer for Valentine's Day. It's like getting a woman a vacuum cleaner on Valentine's Day. But that was okay for me anyway.
Hey, but secretly,
but
you
once,
know you like you.
But you
it.
Know what? Once I start,
yeah,
I do like it because unlike where you work hard and but you don't see any differences right away.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. I just saw where they did a study that construction workers and people that work like that with their hands are happier.
Yeah.
Because
results right there in front of you.
The results right there, and they can leave it right there and go home, mm-hmm. come back the next day, and
pick
they get back to work, and they're happy. They're content, and mm-hmm. I can understand them. Here I'm power washing, and it's cleaning it,
mm-hmm.
and you can see it, and then the difference.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's shocking. You actually walk away, and you look, and you can see where you cleaned and didn't, and you're just blown away.
Yeah, Linda says, look, you've worked really hard, and it's getting, you know, it's hot out there, and I'm looking out at the bricks. I said, no.
She said, you worked really hard. I'll buy you a new nozzle.
Yeah. Anyway, so I said, no. I said, I'm finishing this. Mm-hmm. And I bought a new gas can so I'd have enough gas. The other one, I had to run down to the gas station. But this one finished it all up, and I went out there and looked and said, yeah.
This is good.
I should do this really once a year.
You'd be surprised. I mean, if you said Ben did the front, I mean, like your walkways and everything. It's amazing how concrete you just don't even realize until you put that head on it, blast it, and then it makes this really white strip through your gray, dingy concrete.
And then it almost
is like you're locked in.
You are. Once it starts, like she said, look, she says, you've done all this. She says, you can, and I went,
no,
I can still see it.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the dirt
and
the moss, mm-hmm. the moss growing in age, you know. So, okay, we got to take a break. Now we're going to come back and talk about the magazine this month.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State 2 years in a row. And there's a reason for that. They are the best in the North State. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, Stonecutters, Watch Repairmen.
Wow.
Great selection of jewelry at very fair prices and friendly people. Locally owned, locally operated. This is a good place. This is the only place we go to buy jewelry is Four Winds Jewelry, and we're real happy with them, with Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard. So head on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Like I said, you won't be sorry. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair. We answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, open Tuesday through Saturday.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosz, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here, in my arms. Words are very,
welcome back to 3-5 Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, Shasta Regional Medical Center is having a healthcare hiring event. It's going to be on June 12th. It's called Walk-In Wednesday, and they're seeking talented healthcare professionals to join their growing team. They're looking for, it's going to go at the hospital from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on June 12th. They're hiring RNs, LVAs, CNAs, and other clinical / non-clinical professionals. Questions? Contact Human Resources at 530-244-5150. They even have a $30,000 RN bonus. You need to check on that one. At Shasta Regional Medical Center's healthcare hiring event, June 12th. Okay, I'm
amazing.
Here with...
thanks for... I love the music. I'm a huge Depeche Mode fan. Actually, funny story, I was...
It's James Masada's...
Yeah,
my guest.
Sorry.
Okay,
go on. I was going to take two of my sons this summer to Depeche Mode.
In Europe?
In Europe, yeah. And was trying to plan this trip, and then all of a sudden, about 5 days before he left, one of my kids was like, oh, yeah, a bunch of friends of mine are going to Europe for a month. And so then I was like, well, so I was like, fine, you can just go to Europe, and we just won't go. But anyway, he was all over. He was in Italy and France and Austria and Germany and Netherlands. And
he didn't stay in hostels, did he?
He did in some cases, yeah, because he's young enough.
Ever since I saw that movie, parts of that movie, I just went, not sure I'll do that.
Yeah.
But you stayed, Christine, you stayed in hostels your whole life, right?
Yeah. Of course I do.
Yeah. I know.
But it's Europe and like Netherlands are a really expensive country, so I would rather choose couch surfing.
Yeah.
It's like a place where you can find like a free spot where to stay. And usually you can meet some
cool people.
Locals,
yeah.
And where they can tell you like places where to go, where to eat, story and history stuff.
Yeah, and you need that local perspective because otherwise the tourism part is too expensive. Yeah.
That's getting crazy.
But not like in America.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned, I feel after America I can afford to Europe more now.
Okay, let's talk magazine.
Okay, you already said it. Make Time is this issue's theme. June, this is the 2024 issue, 213th issue. And, it's, you know, as usual, it's always plumb full of all kinds of things. We definitely have the, on page 17, What I enjoy, this is something that we started a couple years ago. We didn't, I don't know, discontinued, but we did a hiatus, and we had lots of feedback, people saying, no, we really like this. This is one of our favorite places. It allows us to really, you know, see a face and go, hey, gosh, I know that person, and then and you get to know their name. Yeah. And, yeah, we do change it up.
You change it up. As far as the design. You just wrote something, yeah. And now you're asking questions, and I think they're pretty interesting.
Yeah, so this month we have Julie Driver. She's a corporate and community engagement for KIXE, PBS television. So this is her reasons why she loves the area and what she likes and enjoys. And so this is a really great opportunity. I find it always, even when I am reading the magazine, because, you know, now that the store has closed, I'm a little bit more separated from the publication. I don't get to see the day in and day out working. So it's interesting. I'll see people's faces and I'll be like, oh, why do I know that person? And I'm like, oh, gosh, what do you mean? But a lot of it is because I just know everybody from the store, right, coming in. So.
Well, you know a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, and then I look over I even know the people across this page in the ad, Barr and Mudford.
Katie Barr and Brandon. Starmont. Yeah.
Yep. So it's kind of funny.
I pass by their office a lot.
Do you?
Yeah. That's been on my way home.
So. Yeah. So then we have a really great article in here, again, that starts on page 20, and it's called Make Time. Well, the article's not Make Time, but again, the theme this month for the magazine is Make Time, and says, who's ready for an adventure? And this is 20 family-friendly things to do in the North State. And this is just a really simple 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? All the things that you can do. There is so much that is, you know, to do in the greater North State area. I mean, Reading obviously is a crown. Shasta County is the jewel in the crown. Then you've got the rest of the North State that circles the head of California, where it's just adventure, things to do.
For the first eight, I've done seven of them.
Done seven of the top eight.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, well, here's the first
good
one.
Man.
Explore Lassen Volcanic National Park.
Well, I
it's surprising how many. I mean,
it's frustrating to me.
It took us years to go there, and once we went, now we're going back all the time.
Well, because it's glorious, and it is. You know, people go to Yellowstone and these places. Now, Yellowstone obviously has a lot more volcanic activity on a wider scale, but we go there and it's got the geysers. But realistically, we have an active volcano in our backyard, and you can go to, like, Bumpus Hill and walk the wood trails and walk over steaming sulfur pits and bubbling mud.
One right alongside the road. It's just a bubbling, sulfuric-smelling mud pit
But beyond that, it also, there's so many lakes and many trails. And if you go to the backside, you can climb Cinder Cone. And it makes, I mean, you literally feel like you're on Mars. The landscape is, I mean, the ground is red over here. There's lava flows that are rocks that like labyrinth walls. Yeah. And it's unbelievable.
Take a picnic lunch.
Yep.
Hike out to Emerald Lake. Mm-hmm. And it's not a long, I mean, you can see it from the road.
Yeah.
And just plop down out there.
Yep.
And have lunch.
Yep. So I always, that's one of my things, the frustration is Lassen is, you know, it's a catch 22, right? Double-edged sword. You want people to come to enjoy it, but my hope is.
Not too many.
Come, love.
Leave.
Yeah, right. Love me and leave me. But Lassen is just one of the most underutilized national parks in the country.
It is.
And so, yeah. So it goes on. I mean, I won't read all 20, but just, you know, Lassen Volcanic, fish Lake Shasta, take a boat tour to Shasta Caverns, camp Shasta Trinity Forest, attend the Shasta County Fair. And the Siskiyou County Fair.
Castle Craigs,
yeah.
Bird watching.
Riding a horse on trails, bikes. You know, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So,
yep.
Super cool. And I love the graphics on this one. It's really cool. I just like the pictures, how they're laid out as well. What else do we have in here?
Well, you know, once you did that, the 20 things to do, then the next few pages are...
They're ads,
but they're things like
that. So this is our new thing that we do, which are taking the theme for Make Time, and then we do a block of ads that kind of go along with either the theme of the front of the magazine or one of the stories. So as you saw here, yes, there are.
Now let me tell you, like, one of these.
They're smaller ads, but yeah. they feature what kind of things we've actually just covered.
All right. Now, let's just mention the Railroad Park Resort. And mm-hmm. I can talk from experience. Linda and I went up there for her birthday. We had a wonderful dinner. The entertainment was grand. We went for a walk afterwards around there. And next time we go up, we're going to spend the night in one of the railroad cars. And they are pet friendly.
Really?
Up there. Yep. So, and
pets on trains. Mark,
huh?
Pets on trains.
Well, yeah.
Well, sounds like a movie.
Yeah, it does. You know, pets on trains. But this is it's not that far. The prices, I believe, are very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, this is a great experience.
Yeah, so in this section we have family-owned and friendly Lewiston Hotel. We have the Mount Shasta Resort, best in California. Like you said, the vintage Dunsmuir Lodge experience in Northern California Campground Resort. And that has the ability to use trains. Junior summer camps at Tierra Oaks. This is golf and things like that for kids. Life-saving swimming lessons. Look at how cute that is. Oh, you're on a different page. The little cute baby. Little baby floating on her back. She looks just like a little chunky blob.
but her nose and face are out.
Totally.
And her little toes.
Yes. Is that the most amazing thing? I still can't get that. You throw those little toddlers. No, they're not even toddlers. They're just full-blown babies, right?
Yeah, six months and older.
And they drop in the water, and they just learn to flip over on their back.
They've been in a womb.
In a womb for
9 months there.
Yeah.
So they kind of understand.
I always feel like, okay, so is that diaper helping them float, or is that thing just going to absorb all that water and make them sink?
Well, obviously, it's working, whatever it is.
What else? There's the fishing tradition starts here, and that's Pine Grove Marina. The Easton House Museum. There's,
there's just so many things.
Yeah, Trinity Bowling.
And we have to take a quick break here.
Time that again. All right.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that's been there since 1960. That's right. The Cypress Square Barbershop has been around since 1960. They give the best haircuts. I've never gone to another place since I've lived here in Redding.
And I've never seen you with a bad hair day.
I've never had a bad hair day because they're always good. In fact, I've got to get down there again this week because I'm going to wear my uniform, it looks like, this weekend. So I better get myself all shorn. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. And what I'll do is give them a call at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment. Go on down there, get a great haircut. There may be another person who's just waiting for an opening. And so you can do that, too. But it's man's last stronghold. It's a barbershop. It's not a salon.
Swap stories.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? And Logan and Tim are just really good guys down there. Everything's really low-key. You don't hear anybody in there arguing about anything. They refuse that. Okay. We'll be right back.
Dinorama and Tri-County Sink presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus two live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Cascade.com. Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Great things come in small packages at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us in Seasons on Saturday, June 15th for an event night special to savor. With a River Club card, you can enjoy a shrimp cocktail for $10, mini corn dogs or elote cheesy corn nuggets for $8, and sip on pint-sized perfection with our wrestle-worthy micropump. These bite-sized specials are a treat you won't want to miss. For complete menu details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your limits at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell takes care of her customers, does treat them well. We're one of her customers. We're real happy there with my life insurance. But with all those strange things happening with insurance and inflation and all that, do you have problems, or you have questions about insurance or your retirement plans, then give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation of what you got going on there. She's helped people get insurance. She's helped them reestablish a better retirement plan, all of this with Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and she's been doing this since 1993, so she knows what she's doing. We're here with Enjoy Magazine and James Masada, and we're talking about this
life.
Issue. Take time. And you know what? That's the hardest part for a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
is taking time, because you let yourself get wrapped up in a bunch of minutiae that you end up having to do, and then it takes away from saddling a horse up and riding for a couple hours.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because you can't, there's just things going on.
Yeah. There was a little quote in here that I saw that Michelle, I think, put in, and obviously she tries to do something like this. Oh, here it is, and it says, "You will never find time for anything if you want, if you want time, you must make it."
Yeah, no, right? You must make it
because you just won't find it.
Yep,
yep.
I'm looking at the KCNR
ad.
Everybody there's got these beautiful. Everybody's got these beautiful smiles, and I look like I'm getting ready to hurt somebody. And I'm just. No, come on.
You and Linda look badass. Oops, excuse me. Look cool.
That's right. She's not showing teeth either. Mine is kind of a smile that kind of not. But anyway. Other things. You've got so many articles.
Yeah, so on page 28, it says, on the trail for something good, a beauty, and a benefit of the Sacramento River Trail.
Yeah.
We don't really realize that is just an incredible treasure.
It is.
I mean, that is one thing that I will say, you know, cost, whatever, complaints, nature, whatever, it's just an amazing feature that we have here and in Shasta County and throughout all we just have trails galore. And yeah. So they're used so much by people. Yeah.
And I will say this, you know, when we're making these trails connect and doing all these things, I thought, geez, I mean, how many trails do we need? But then now that it's here.
Build it and they will come.
And they have. I'm still not sure about the bike lanes, maybe in the next 10 years.
Yeah.
But but as far as the trail system goes, it is spectacular. The only thing I wish they had was alongside the trails was like a little horse path.
Yeah, right.
That you could ride your horses on.
Yeah.
That would be beautiful, too.
Yeah, so part of riding a horse a lot of times is kind of making it a little bit more not so pathy but rugged in nature, right? So
yeah.
I wonder.
You put trails through the area.
Yeah.
So you can get off and go up
and
down.
What you need to do is figure out you need to get out there and figure out where a nice horse trail would be and then start.
And you do
paving.
You do a 5 mile horse trail that doesn't have to be
paved. The way. Well, no. I mean, pave the way for it
and
in the dirt.
Yeah. You can make a horse trail. You can park your trailers in areas and get on that and just do a 5 mile ride along the river.
Yeah. I mean, horse poop is just grass, right?
It's just grass.
It just goes. It makes things greener.
It decomposes very quickly.
Yeah, and it doesn't stink really.
It smells good. Uh-huh. It smells like money.
Yeah, I like horses' breath. So
they do.
It's
horses never have bad breath.
I know.
Yep.
And they have the softest mouth.
Let's move on.
So anyway, this is a really
they do. Their muscles are extremely soft.
Oh, I know. It's so furry. Let's go ride a bike is one of the things. But this is just a story. I didn't get to finish the whole thing, but it's really nice to talk about, you know, how glorious it is. And if you like to just go out, you know, monthly, weekly, daily and walk, but also ride your bike. But this is like little unique stories of individuals that use the trail for other things. Like there's a gentleman here that goes to a place near Turtle Bay, I think it is, and he has a seat that's a built-in probably concrete bench or whatever, and he goes there and he loves to watch a muskrat, I think he said it's called.
Oh.
That piece. Yeah. A lot of people think it's an otter. It's not.
He
explains the difference and stuff. But then, you know, there's a woman that goes there. She sets up all of her paint stuff and she, you know, finds something that she wants to paint. So, you know, just, you know, things like that are just unique. So there are people that use the trail that aren't just always about riding a bike or walking. They actually will go out onto the trails and use it for other purposes. Bird watch, muskrat watch, paint, you know, whatever it might be.
People taking their dogs along there. It's a great place to walk with dogs, you know, especially during the heat of the summer because it's a lot cooler along the river out there in the evening.
Yeah, and there's a lot of shade from the trees. So the asphalt's not like all 500 degrees.
And the Reading Police Department's got a presence out there all the time.
Do they?
Yeah, with their park patrol. They're out there on electric bikes.
Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. What else do we have out here? Let's get through some of these ads here. I was trying to remember. Back to the Future. This is on page 35. And they say, we want the message to be hopeful, not hopeless. And this is a very interesting. This is a museum. Is it Sison? I don't know how you pronounce it. S-I-S-S-O-N. Sison? Sison?
Sison?
Yeah. Museum postcard exhibit. And this is about preservation of our natural resource, water, I guess. And it's it's about projections and paintings and art and stuff that's in the future and how they see the future and how it handles how they think we're going to be handling our resource of water. Is it going to be there? Are the lakes going to be, you know, uninhabitable by the fish and stuff? But it's supposed to be on a positive view. And it's done in postcards that they're using these to do, postcards. So it's like considered art of the future, or Back to the Future is the name of the article. So interesting perspective. You know, it's one thing I always feel about art exhibits and museums is very interesting how human brains come up with creative ideas, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the difference between AI mm-hmm. and the brains. There's empathy in our brains. There's mm-hmm. this creative spark that comes out, just like you're talking about, mm-hmm. which is so incredible, that machines don't have. I mean, mm-hmm. you can train them to do so much.
Yeah.
But to have that spark of empathy or brilliance, mm-hmm. they can add everything up and maybe, you know, there's a bridge here, but to come up with this,
mm-hmm.
AI is only here because of the brilliance of a person.
I'm interested to see if humans can come up with some mm-hmm. type of a, I don't know, some kind of, I don't know if it's questions or something where you could engage with AI, but give it pose a series of questions or something that we will be able to know if it's AI or not, just simply
yeah.
because, like you said, you know, the creative spark. There's got to be something in AI that's recognizable if you're not – like
maybe to another computer.
Yeah, I don't know.
But what about
I people? Find it all weird.
Because people will see things generated by AI,
mm-hmm.
and it looks absolutely real.
I know. It's frightening.
But AI has generated its own quotes. It's made up its own books. And it gives, you know, I mean, a book was written about this, and it's totally false.
Yeah.
Because AI has no conscience.
Yeah.
It just does things to answer. So, yeah.
I know that there are programs that you can run yeah. things through, and an AI, the other computer will say, yes, this is AI, or it'll say 80%, I guess it's AI, that kind of stuff.
Well, I saw something written the other day, and the only reason I brought up the article was because at the bottom, it says parts of this been written by AI, but checked by the author, and mm-hmm. you know. And I was thinking,
well, that's what's happening now in journalism. Yeah. They just go to chat and say, hey, write me an article on this, and then all they do is pull it in and then go through, read it. And tweak it for more yeah. accuracy that the AI doesn't really have access to, right?
Yeah.
So the framework is AI and
yeah.
and
yeah, but they, what they do is it gives them the framework and mm-hmm. then they go in there and they change it mm-hmm. to make sure it's accurate. You hope,
mm-hmm.
and then
because I've done it, we've used AI at Enjoy just to see how it works. And
well, I use it for radio commercials. It
yeah.
works great for that.
I
mean, you just, you know, give me a 30-second radio commercial and it blips it out in a second.
Mm-hmm.
You read it to make sure it says what it wants.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's 30 seconds long. Anyway, we got to take a break.
And soon you'll be able to have it do its. It'll do the voicing for you too.
You well, that would be good.
It's already here.
It's already here.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that might
so,
be.
So, you know. You just tell it in
free.
The style.
And it's free. And
you
it's
tell
free.
It the style
yeah.
that you want. Like
cheerful.
Enthusiastic. Angry.
Cheerful. Okay, well, that could solve the problem on some of these things. We got to take a break at 8:46 in the morning. It's going to be up to about 84 today. But stand by. Tomorrow, 98. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in the triple digits. And Saturday, it cools all the way down to 99. We'll be right back.
Proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosz, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black.
Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops that come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hey, Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the
studio.
Is this
your jam?
This is it. This is the one. You know, the first song we play up, because I say when we first start the show, I want to hear some, you know, some rockin' music. It kind of gets me going. But you can change up that rockin' music, Christina, the first one. But I always like to finish with this. To me, it's a patriotic song. I know some people go, oh, no, it's a war song. No. It's a patriotic song. We were attacked, and we're coming after you. And, you know, guess what? I've done that my whole life. And it's hard to say, oh, yeah, come over and slap on us or poop on us, and we're just going to just say, oh, you shouldn't do that. No. They have to know if they come after us, no matter how long it takes, we're going to kick in your door and kill you. And look at Osama bin Laden, how long it took to get to him, but we got to him. I know that sounds warlike and all this, but it's protecting our country. And now, speaking of something that's great, let me hop to page 62.
Okay.
The 20th anniversary of the Sundial Bridge.
Yeah. 20 years. I did blow my mind.
Wow. And it's got a great photo. And see, I'm not
sure.
There it is. Oh, yeah. Kayla Anderson.
Yep.
That's going to be July 4th.
Is it? Is that what the celebration time is? I haven't read this article, but, you know, good, bad, indifferent, whatever you think. I know this is another one of those things in town that, you know, many people here locally just kind of take for granted and not forget about, but there are people that will say, oh, you know, everything's about the Sundial Bridge, but
it brings a lot of people.
Yeah. Here. I mean, it really is it is iconic and,
well, you
know, it just is, and not, you see all these countries. When I watch TV now, it seems like everybody's copied everybody, right? And they all have this big Ferris wheels, right? In Vegas, in London, it's the eye. It's like this. Even though I know that he has done bridges in other parts of the world, I mean, it's pretty spectacular to have something like this monumental in a town like Reading. That's my belief, right?
I've seen one that looks like this in London.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, this is probably the same guy.
It is.
I mean, okay, you've seen it too.
Yeah.
And this...
I mean, he's world renowned. He's got bridges and things.
We went across it the other night for a Glowing Wild, which, by the way, is over. And if you didn't get a chance to see it...
It was cool.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
It was really great. Asian people were there speaking... Not
Asian.
English. Yeah, speaking not English. Let me put it that way. But there was like a family of like six.
Yeah.
And they were just, you could just tell. Oh my gosh, they were taking photos.
Yeah.
They were taking photos of the bridge. They were taking photos of each other, the river.
Yeah.
And all of that.
It's glorious.
It is glorious.
I mean, not a lot of parts of the world can you cross a bridge that's made of part glass and steel and a spire like that and walk over a river that is as beautiful and pristine as it is here in Shasta County. I mean, our rivers are beautiful rivers.
Absolutely.
Right?
And they're different than the Grants Pass or Medford or those. It's a different type of river.
Mm-hmm.
It's a slower to me. And and the fishery we have here is just magnificent. Yeah.
No, I mean, it is.
It is.
I think sometimes we just really don't think deep enough about what we have.
I think I could, if I had a house on the river, which we've talked about, and, it would have to be like a fixer-upper. It would have to be like...
Or very rural, way out.
Yeah, way out. And, real fixer-upper. I'd be calling all my friends forever.
Yeah.
And
come over for dinner. Bring your work clothes.
Yes, bring your circular saw and all that, because we're putting up drywall before dinner. But the thing about it is I can sit there and watch a river.
Mm-hmm.
And never get tired of it, because it's always changing.
Well, it's like, to me, it's like a fire. Right? I can sit on the couch and just stare at the fire for hours. It's just dancing in front of you. Oh, I love it. Yeah, it's mesmerizing. To me, it's almost hypnotic.
Do you ever put those little wax things on it so it comes up with different colors? I wonder if they
fire?
Yeah.
I've never heard of those.
Yeah, it used to be you could buy them. They look like they're little flat
discs.
Uh-huh. And you could put them on a fire.
And it would.
And when it burned, it would burn in these different colors inside the fire.
When was that?
Gosh, I don't know. When I was a kid. So it's probably that they found...
They were probably horribly toxic.
Yeah, it's like carcinogenic. No, it was just wax.
Okay.
It was wax with the colors in it. Uh-huh. So, but I...
That's kind of cool.
It was cool, because then you could be sitting there in your beautiful fire and be blue and, and red.
But the river is the same, like you said, the same way. My grandmother had a house on the river here in Anderson for years, and even as a kid, you'd just sit on the edge, right, or the dock, because she had a dock that floated. And you could just watch the water swirling and,
for me, any of my friends that have a really big backyard and you want to put a little ADA on there, I would help you with that, and I would just live in it.
Yeah.
Linda... We'd come down and visit, I'm sure.
Yeah. Speaking of that, just so you know, I have a project that I'm working on myself, and I am getting ready to venture in. Unfortunately, my father-in-law passed away and left my mother-in-law, and she is she's in her 80s, going to be 90 soon. And so we are going to be using the new City of Reading and Shasta County ADU programs to build an ADU in our backyard for her.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I'm going to document that as
a
story and enjoy my experience.
It's supposed to be easy. You not have to go through all these permits.
Well, we'll see. I've already started and run into some blockage, but I'm giving it, it's new. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. I kind of picked up one that I liked, and it ended up being a county-approved ADU, but mm-hmm. I'm trying to build it at my home, which is in the city.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, oh, you don't get the plans for free. And oh, you have to put it through plan check now. And these things are the things that are supposed to all be done, except for the fact that the house that I like is a ADU package that's been approved by the county to build in the county, and I want to build it in the city.
Well, you would think it would come under kind of the same.
Well, you would think, but it doesn't. So
I mean, the state has already said, we have cleared the way for all yep. you people.
So we'll see how it goes, but this is my first.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see this. Well, we can talk about it. Okay, and you can come in and say, yeah, there's somebody named Felicity mm-hmm. in the city who just doesn't think ADU should be built this way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
We'll see.
I don't know. If there's somebody named Felicity
I'm sorry.
In the city,
yeah.
it was just a name I made up. Please don't get upset. And write to me as others have.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, buddy, it's always good seeing you.
You too.
Miss Rhonda and Linda.
Yeah, Rhonda.
They keep it on the let's just talk about the magazine. You and I talk about it.
Other things, yeah. I think the two of them actually might be having coffee somewhere. We don't even know it.
We don't know. They could say, let them go. Let them do it. Okay, everybody. Tomorrow we have O2 Employment and Staffing is going to join us, and that's always a fun time because she tells us everything that you need to watch out for, and they're very pleasant people over there. We really like them. And so it's a very, very interesting show because it tells you how to stay out of trouble. Mm. And there's so many laws out there that you just want somebody out there to
change
it
by the second.
By the second. Have a great day. It's going to start getting really hot tomorrow and for the next few days, so be careful out there. And God bless America.
And I'll keep this world from...
KCNR.